Thank you very much. We, members of Parliament from across the world, assembled in Rome on the occasion of the second International Conference on Nutrition, issue the following statement as a contribution to the final outcome of the conference. We express our deep concern that, despite progress made in reducing hunger and undernourishment across the planet, about 800 million people are still chronically hungry. Over 160 million children are stunted, 99 million underweight, and 51 million wasted, while 2 billion people suffer various micronutrient deficiencies, and more than 500 million adults are obese. And we underscore that the elimination of malnutrition in all its form is imperative, which spares no country and must be achieved within our lifetime. We are aware of the opportunity that the ICN2 presents to parliaments as institutions which can address malnutrition in line with their constitutional mandates. We note the commitments made through the Rome Declaration on Nutrition and the Framework for Action, particularly those that pertain to the role of parliaments in addressing malnutrition, and thereby contributing to our shared vision of a sustainable world with food security and adequate nutrition for all. We reaffirm the right of everyone to have access to safe, sufficient and nutritious food, consistent with the right to adequate food and the fundamental right of everyone to be free from hunger, and stress the need for its further recognition through the specific constitutional and legislative provisions. Following the adoption of the Rome Declaration on Nutrition and the Framework for Action, we see an urgent need for parliaments to advocate for more effective responses to address malnutrition, while ensuring that public policies are safeguarded from real or not real conflict of interests. We underscore the importance of parliamentary dialogue in countries, region and globally, in order to share good practice and experiences in ensuring food security and adequate nutrition. At the same time, we encourage colleagues around the world to continue the work to strengthen their own parliamentary institutions through proactive measures to handle the parliament with greater accountability and oversight power. We therefore call on parliaments to 1. Adopt national nutrition targets to be attended by 2025, as well as a set of national indicators taking into consideration the 6 global nutrition targets included in the World Health Organization Comprehensive Implementation Plan on Maternal, Infant and Young Child Nutrition, and the score set and the extended set of outcome and progress indicators, as well as targets set in the post-2015 development agenda. Second, adopt national nutrition policies and plans to attain national nutrition target in 2025, taking into account the vision and commitment included in the Rome Declaration on Nutrition, the policy options included in Framework for Action. 3. develop legislation and oversee regulation to create health-promoting environments and encourage health choices for all by protecting, educating, and empowering consumers. This includes measures such as the establishment of labeling standards, including information on sugar, salts, fats, and trans fat content, which respect people's right to know, marketing regulations, in particular for children, and consumer education through national campaign and schools. Legislation and regulation for different settings may be considered for action, for example, in school, workplace, households, cities, and local communities. 4. Adopt policies and legislation that support the production and the processing of good quality food that are safe and conducive to a healthy diet, including measures to diversify food production, in particular fruits and vegetables, to establish and implement food quality standards, and to reformulate food production that provide healthier options. Ensure that legislation adopted by parliaments to improve nutrition pays particular attention to the important role of family farmers and smallholders, notably women farmers, in reducing malnutrition. 5. Adopt policies and legislation to promote exclusive breastfeeding for the first 6 months and protect women's right to breastfeed. 6. Support policies, programs, and legislation to improve access to health diets through poverty reduction, employment creation, and social protection, including school meal programs. 7. Develop legislation and support policies to empower women and support them in their role as producers, income earners, and caretakers, such as the conformity to the ILO Maternity Protection Convention and increasing access to quality health care, including ante and postnatal care. 8. Approve increased budgetary allocation for addressing malnutrition and food insecurity, and explore the provision of adequate, predictable, and sustained resources, including capacity development programs for policy makers, government institutions, and general public. 9. Oversee different sectors to ensure public policy coherence, trade, economic development, agriculture, health, and education, and that addressing malnutrition receives a cross-sectorial and holistic response. 10. Promote collaborative arrangement within the parliament and across parliaments for better nutrition, working across party lines, sharing experiences and good practice based on national and international review, promoting South-South and the triangular cooperation. 11. Request that the IPU include into its 132nd Assembly in March 2015 an item on nutrition and the ICN2 follow-up. Thank you very much.